people. Welcome to episode 8 of Movie Smash Podcast with your host, Aaron.
And Josh, what's going on, boys?
We're here live in the room of our good friend.
Studio.
The room.
Studio.
It's a room.
We're in Johnny's studio.
A room can be a
Johnny's
studio.
Johnny's home studio.
They're this is also where thing. We film other stuff.
The same word.
Yeah, studio.
Johnny's home studio.
As I was saying,
every episode you get it wrong.
We are live in the bathroom of Johnny Smash. Our good friend Johnny Smash.
Insert flesh sound here.
Yeah, guys, we got Johnny back on the episode.
Hey, guys, what's up?
And Aaron, a.k.a. Peaches from The Stupid Gamers.
I'm back.
Hello.
The Stupid Gamers have been reunited after 3 long weeks of being separated.
Reunited.
And it feels so good.
Johnny always feels good.
You guys need to calm down. Anyways, we are here with our super special live action episode of Movie Smash Podcast.
Live action.
And our main topic for the episode is horror films.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about a lot of shit. Talk about our favorite horror films, our favorite icons, what's horror like today, and a bunch of other questions that we haven't thought of yet. But before we get into that, it's that time of the week.
All right. Perfect.
It's time for our movie smash news.
All of this is unscripted.
We don't script at all.
Not at all.
Movie smash news with Josh. And Josh, what do you have in store for us this week?
All right. So first topic of movie news. This is pretty important to us. Nintendo announces it wants to make a feature film within the two, three years. So
I thought they already did.
Well, they're in the works of it.
Yeah. Wasn't Super Mario Bros.
Please stop. Please stop.
Right, oh, Super Mario Brothers was the best movie ever.
That's the best film ever.
No.
That's an awesome movie.
Are they finally making a sequel to it? Oh,
no.
My God. I can't wait for it. I want to see this. I want to see the sequel.
Hell yeah. I'll go see it.
I hope they get, like, instead of getting drunk on set, they get, like, super high on set.
Hell yeah.
That'd be so much better. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good. So, tell us more about the Super Mario sequel.
Sequel? Leave it alone. No.
But what? Yeah, Nintendo's getting into the movie business. I think it's a really smart approach.
Who are they working with?
Disney.
Is it Disney?
Maybe. I don't know.
If it's Disney, that's going to be good.
All these are unconfirmed rumors.
Yeah, they're unconfirmed rumors.
That we made up.
Yeah, I do not know which studio that they're working with.
They haven't announced it yet.
Yeah, but I think this is pretty smart. It's going to deal with, like, it's going to bring in, like, a bunch of money.
Oh, God.
For, like, Nintendo fanboys and shit.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Like, what kind of movies do y'all see?
All right. I definitely want a Super Mario movie.
I would like a Legend of Zelda movie.
Animated.
Yeah. It's all got to be animated. Not just live action.
Legend of Zelda, Mario, Fire Emblem.
Hey, honestly, dude. I would like a Pikmin movie. Pikmin.
If it was going to be, for me, if it was going to be live action, I would go with Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
But then again, Netflix is already in the works of filming a live action Legend of Zelda.
Really?
Series, yeah.
I didn't hear
about
that.
So it's going to be one of those like Netflix exclusives.
It's hype.
The reason why we're kind of distracted is Johnny's dog is like
his dog
on top of the desk.
Hold on, let me take a picture so I can put it on the video.
This dog's about the size of Bowser.
Podcast. No fucks given today.
No, not at all. It's pretty badass.
So back on topic.
Yeah, back on topic.
I think Pikmin would make a really good movie.
Pikmin.
Oh,
I mean,
yes,
that's
a good one.
Planet. It's already got a really good story as is. At least Pikmin 1, you know, he's stranded. He's trying to get off. He's got, you know, these little
disgusting
buddies that pop up and help him.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. That'd be a really good.
I think it would work out
really good,
well.
Really good movie. That's nice.
He's still on the fucking
table. Browser, please.
He's looking for pictures.
He's like, I want to be a part of this.
Dude, he's trying to be MSP, dude.
MSP.
He's trying to be MSP. I don't blame him. What's next?
What's
Aaron?
Next in movie news?
Yeah, what's next in movie news?
Let's see. What can I find today that I've already looked for? All right. Just announced from DC Films. A Harley Quinn solo movie is in the works, starring Margot Robbie from 2015's Focus and 2016 Suicide Squad. So how do you guys feel?
You mean Focus, the prequel to Suicide Squad.
Focus, the prequel to Suicide Squad.
Wait, the Harley Quinn thing?
What?
Harley Quinn movie.
Oh, no.
So I don't know how I feel about this new Harley Quinn. I'm going to have to see the movie before I can really say, but
as of right now,
I'm not a huge fan of her.
If they're going to make a sequel, then, I assume it's going to be a sequel to Suicide Squad, which with Harley Quinn kind of spinoff. I assume that they're really, really like banking on Margot Robbie's performance as being that standout. And
I don't know. Her design kind of bothers me. I don't know.
That's the same thing. Her design.
It bothers you?
Her design bothers
you. It bothers you? How?
It doesn't look that good.
It doesn't look great. It doesn't look like Harley Quinn. It looks trashy. Why did they make her and Joker look trashy? They're classy. Joker wears a suit everywhere. That's classy.
He wears a suit classy. In the Suicide Squad trailer?
No. Dude,
but he looks trashy. He looks like he's supposed to be a gangster, and he's not a gangster. He's a psychopath.
Because he's fucked up.
No one's
Batman,
gonna sit
dude.
There and give him a tattoo.
Haven't
He'll
you
kill
seen
him.
Ben Affleck's Batman, dude. He was beating the shit out of criminals. He was branding them. That's just the random criminals.
I mean,
the person who killed Robin.
Honestly, in this new DC. What are they calling it?
Extended universe.
Anything goes. Honestly, now. So I mean. You kind of have to like deal with.
We already live in a world where Batman's killing people, so we got to accept limitations.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Things are going to happen.
I'm not saying it's going to be bad. I'm just saying I don't have my hopes up.
No one had their hopes up for.
But then again, with DC, you don't really get your hopes up. But
you just kind of accept it.
It's Harley Quinn movie. I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, like as long as it's not an origins film, I'm good. Because like
that's a good point.
But I think origins film for Harley Quinn would make a lot of sense because a lot of people don't know where she comes from. You know, I mean, she's got a decent backstory. You know, she fell in love with the Joker. I mean, what kind of person you got to be to fall in love with the Joker?
Pretty fucked up one.
Yeah, I honestly think if they did a backstory,
super
I think it might
up.
Be pretty good.
Hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, scaling back to the topic of video game movies.
Yeah.
Did you all see the trailer for the new Assassin's Creed?
I did not.
I did not watch it. I saw you posted it on Facebook. And I refused
to
watch
off.
It.
Why?
That fucking Kanye song.
Okay. That's one thing I did wanted to stress. I thought the trailer was all right. Like
it gave him motors.
It looked pretty hype. I enjoyed it, but once I noticed that it was a Kanye song, it's like, come on. I mean, like you gotta choose a different song for like the first trailer.
You got something against Kanye West?
No, like not
that song did not like vibe with the trailer at all. Did not.
I haven't even seen the trailer, and I can't even imagine like
I
something like
that. I haven't seen
the trailer.
I could imagine it though.
It's so out of place.
No, like, it's not, really out of place.
But like, just thinking with the regular scenes from the movie, it looks like it can be an actually like the first great video game adaptation like ever made.
Interesting.
The first
Speaking
one.
Well, I mean, like you have a like first you have a miss with Ratchet and Clank.
Was that bad? I haven't seen it.
It was meh. Like you play the video game, right?
Oh, the video game's
okay.
Great. It's good.
It was amazing, but it did not live up to the video game.
No.
Because
was it bad enough to say like cuz you know how sometimes something happens and it kind of like puts it down for the rest of the thing, you know? Like was it bad enough to say that video games shouldn't try to push into movies?
No. Here's the thing. Like, we have three different films coming out this year. Mm-hmm. You first with Ratchet and Clank, the Angry Birds movie that came out this weekend, mm-hmm. and then we have Assassin's Creed coming up next year or later on 2017.
Next year is 2017.
What's next year's what?
The Assassin's Creed movie.
Oh, yeah. December. Of this year or next year? I don't know. It's one of those years. I'm still going to see it because it has Michael Fassbender, and that guy's amazing.
Yeah, Michael Fassbender is great, dude.
Who?
Michael Fassbender?
Who is Michael Fassbender?
Oh, Magneto.
Oh.
You uncultured swine.
Is he
the Prometheus guy.
Yeah, I know.
Prometheus, Magneto in the X-Men trilogy. Shame, 12 Years a Slave.
I know who he is. It's just like... For some people that don't know his work, it's kind of like, I don't know, like unsettling.
He's amazing. If you want to see him show the goods, check out 2011's Shame, directed by Steve McQueen.
Is that the one where Scarlett Johansson gets naked too?
No. You're thinking of Under the Skin.
Did it show his schlong?
He shows dong. He drops trout.
Is it his dong?
Did you drop trout?
I bet you fucking repeated
dong?
It.
What?
I bet you repeated that scene.
Did you go
like
frame by frame?
Time.
I paused it. Frame by frame.
Paused it.
It's burned in my memory.
Took a picture of it, set it as his fucking wallpaper.
Hey. I know what I'm doing after I get after I finish the podcast.
Yeah. Then I go watch that movie again.
Again. All right.
Actually, I want to continue the topic of video game movies.
Yeah.
It's been confirmed that there's going to be a Tetris trilogy.
Mm. Oh no.
There's going to be.
A... Please explain how that's going to work.
Okay. There's a reason why. China is entering the movie business.
Yes.
Now, ever since like 2014, they started releasing American movies out there in Asia. And I think the first movie that like really hit well was Hercules with The Rock.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that hit well in China.
Yeah, really well, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why like it got so much praise and did like really well in the box office. But that only in China. But seeing the success of that and previous movies, I forget what else. I think Force Awakens as well. They want to enter the movie business. So there's a $80 million fund for this movie. It's going to be a U.S.
That's pretty normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty decent.
Yeah, it's going to be a U.S. and Chinese working together. It's going to be it's going to be set in China. Chinese actors. And they're gonna take this movie to like a sci-fi kind of trilogy selection.
Yeah.
So like, what do y'all think? Like, do you see any theories? Suck.
All right. This is my theory. I was thinking about this all day.
I can't even think about how it would.
Right. It'd be like the tetraminos, the little pieces.
Tetraminos.
Right? That's what they're called.
Tetraminos.
Yeah, that's what they're called.
Wow, what a fucking nerd. The
pieces. Why? Nerd because alert. Tetri means four. Wow. Four sided.
What a nerd. Everything.
All the tetraminos has four things. Anyways, they're all gonna fall from the sky. It's going to be like this apocalypse thing. Like, they're going to do it. And then, like, if like all...
rainy with a chance of meatballs?
Yeah. I feel like we've already seen the cloudy ultimate... Cloudy with a chance of Tetris.
Oh, cloudy.
I feel like we've already seen the ultimate video game movie, and that was Pixels.
Hey, that was I watched it the other day. That is a good movie. All right.
Pixels?
Yes, it was good.
I mean, the only thing that, like, that really wanted, like, catch my attention was just Pac-Man. And the creator of Pac-Man.
I mean,
and
that wasn't actually that movie. When they brought in the games, and, like, all 3D and like out and about, they looked really good. So like, I mean, I thought it looked great.
What was that? Universal, right?
So do y'all think it's going to be like something like, as Johnny said, that with
it'll be a hit in the Chinese market, but in America, I don't know.
Well, like,
it just depends how they do it.
It's interesting. I'm not going to like go out and like. Want to go see this movie, but I'm gonna go out because it's interesting. It's an interesting idea. It's like, how are you gonna make a trilogy out of Tetris? Honestly,
you can make anything out of anything if you try hard enough.
That's true.
And getting a lot of shitty writers.
Well, like as long like I don't know, like we'll see.
You had no feels for it.
No feels.
All right. So speaking of shitty movies. We're going to talk about news of a movie that isn't shitty at all. It's part of a film series, and the fifth one just got announced. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but it's Transformers 5, The Last
God,
Night.
God, they need to fucking stop.
Is it the
same
director?
I didn't watch AJ.
They need to fucking stop. Bay.
I saw the last one with the fucking dinosaurs.
Confirmed for 2017. Starring Marky Mark Wahlberg back... Back
is Shia LaBeouf gonna make another appearance in that? Because I won't go see it without Shia LaBeouf.
No Shia LaBeouf.
No Shia.
He's my hero.
Yeah, he's done with Transformers.
Nah. So what do you guys feel? Are you guys ready for Transformers 5?
No. I didn't even watch the fourth one.
It's gonna be
what? You missed the fourth one?
It's gonna be bad.
It was so long and so boring, man. You missed a lot.
Yeah, you did. you missed a lot.
I'd rather watch The Room.
The Room.
I don't know. Watch The Room than fucking series. Transformers 5.
So do you like Transformers series, Aaron?
Oh yeah, it's really shitty. I like watching it to see robots who I don't know who they are because it's a giant fucking metal mass, like a giant mass of metal on screen where I don't know who's what.
Michael Bay just needs to stop.
Well, I like the lore of Transformers. I like the lore of it, but. When it's like, I know it's supposed to be an action film, but it's just way too much action, and it tries to be something else.
There's not enough story.
No, I mean,
like there's not like they don't do anything for a long time,
yeah.
And then they get into this big fight, and then it's over. But I just feel like there's no story throughout the entire thing. Maybe I'm just bored out of my mind, so I'm not paying attention.
I don't blame you, dude. I lost interest in it. I don't blame you.
I saw the first three in theaters, and honestly, the first one was all right, and then after that, they just kind of lost me.
Mm-hmm. They just kept going downhill. I don't know.
I'm just going to keep watching to see how shitty it's
you're going
to
watch
get.
It die.
I think honestly, that's the only thing you can do.
Just to
watch
see how
something die.
Because they're trying to build a whole, universe based on it now. The Transformers franchise is doing like solo films and all that shit. And I want to see how far they can take it. It'll be shitty.
Take it pretty far.
Waste a lot of money. People are going to get mad. But at the end of the day, you just need a good laugh and a good cry.
All right, so what's next on movie news, Aaron?
In interesting news that may shock some but not others.
Oh, no.
Michael B. Jordan, famously known as Black Human Torch and that dude
the black
Chronicle.
Guy from Chronicle.
What are you talking about? Creed.
And Creed.
Oh, yeah. The Jesus. Black guy and Creed.
Yeah, he
come on.
Yeah, he might be known for Creed. I don't know.
And
that,
you're the movie. And you're the movie buff.
Was announced... Rumored, maybe. I'm not sure if they announced.
No, he was announced.
Announced to be joining the upcoming Black Panther solo film.
What is? Who is he? Like, have they said who he's
fucking?
Be?
They haven't said who he is.
Rip the Fantastic Four sequel, dude.
And
that was done before it started.
This news comes immediately after Simon Kinberg, the writer producer of the Fantastic Four reboot that failed last year, recently said that he wants to make another sequel. With that cast again, even though that film was a horrible piece of trash.
He just needs to let it die.
It was really
so his hopes have been...
I mean, you have to at least give it another chance.
Like, no.
No,
do
no,
we
no.
Really?
Don't.
Do we really,
no,
though?
No.
I mean,
don't
is
even
it worth
get me
it
started on
point?
That trashy movie.
If
right?
you're trying to, like, help, like, save a franchise, I mean, the only
I don't
want to
save that franchise.
The only option at a financial aspect is to make a sequel. I'll at least try.
Well, then, I guess when you bring that up, it kind of... points to what they did with X-Men,
but then like is Michael B. Jordan going to be like kind of the new Chris Evans, how he started off being the human torch and moved on from Fox Studios, right?
Yeah
moved on from Fox and
then it got buff.
Went to the MCU as Captain America.
It's not gonna be like that because he took like a starring role in the MCU. He's like one of the starring characters. With Michael B. Jordan, he's just going to be like maybe a side player, maybe the villain or a bit player in Black Panther. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's going to have a very extended super role.
Kind of like a supporting role then.
Supporting role. But that's still a blow for Fox if they decide to do anything Black with the Fantastic Four rights. But what they should do is give it up and just have it go back to Marvel because
right, yeah,
they've tried everything they could.
Yeah, they need to hurry up and do
that.
Well,
with Fantastic Four, wasn't it they were about to lose the licensing right? It was about to go back to Marvel, and they just needed to, they had to put one out. So they just
it's kind of the same deal that they did with Spider-Man.
Yeah, yes. And now it's like I mean they put it out, but. Was it really a Fantastic Four film?
It was shit.
Well, they wanted it.
It had the names and it had the powers, but was it really a Fantastic Four film?
Not really.
It wasn't fantastic in any sense of the word.
What was the Earth called? Zero?
Planet, World Zero? Or whatever.
Planet Zero?
Planet Zero.
Something like that. If you guys really want to know about an interesting story, just go read up all the news like on the... making of Fantastic Four, the film. Like,
oh,
and
no.
How,
there's a
making. Well, just like...
What people
it's
had
not,
to
it's
go
not a
through,
movie.
What they had to go through.
Like, what they had to go through, like, filming that film.
Oh, kind of like the special features.
No,
right?
No, it's not on the DVD.
Yeah, it's not on the special features.
It's not anything. It's like, it's just news stories or whatever.
Okay.
Like, how the director, Josh Trank, had, like, a fucking breakdown while making the film.
Right.
This is a guy who directed Chronicle, a really good film, like, starter film. Really young. I think opened number one. And then they put him on Fantastic Four, and people were like, oh, expect him to go places. And Disney even wanted him to do a... They hired him for one of the anthology films for Star Wars.
Right.
Damn.
Right? And just...
Wasn't he going to do the Han Solo one or probably Boba Fett?
We're not sure. No, it wasn't Han Solo, but...
It was never really, like, specified, right?
They didn't
specify
which one it was going to be. He was going from like, all the way to the top to all the way down to winning a Razzie for worst director.
Wow.
Just because of apparently his...
You know you made it when you get a fucking Razzie for worst director.
His behavior, like directing the films, have just gotten worse. And his off-screen behavior. He would get, they said he would like get in fights with his with the cast members and right. stuff Holy and the crap. Actors.
Yeah, I remember hearing stories about that when it was coming out.
Oh, kind of like Christian Bale.
Kind of like that, yeah.
yeah
but as a director rather than an actor.
So that's yeah. what like really made the film like all shitty because like they cut him out like they cut him out at the ending, and so like the ending.
Plus, they didn't really give him like a bunch of creative freedom.
Yeah. Well, he had, like
because like he had like
well, it's Fox. Fox doesn't.
Get he tweeted something towards like oh like I had a different vision.
Oh yeah,
for this
that.
Movie.
Sucks that you won't final version. Sucks you won't get to see it though. That's life.
Yeah, and then like he immediately deleted that tweet, but like
thanks to the power of the internet, it's everywhere.
Yeah, but yeah, like I kind of felt like you know he had an original script, and then like 20th Century Fox like kind of like nah, fuck your shit, we want you to do this.
Yeah, but you know what? I wish him well, Michael B. Jordan in his Black Panther role because he needs something better to do Definitely. Than Fantastic Four.
Yeah, that's true, man. He did a phenomenal job in Creed.
Yeah.
He did good
yeah.
in Chronicle. He's a good actor, mm-hmm. and he's young, so he should get into something now that'll get him like more noticed. Like Creed, Chronicle, they got him noticed in a good way, but Fantastic Four kind of like dropped him down a lot.
Yeah, it was
which
shitty.
Isn't really his fault. He can only work with what they give him.
But, right. Yeah.
Flame on, boy.
So, do you have anything else, Aaron? Movie news related?
That's about it for movie news this week.
Okay.
Now, we got our weekly Smash update. And before we started this episode, I was going to say the same thing we say every week, that there was no Smash news.
Break that tradition.
But apparently, there is some Smash news this week.
Yes.
Josh, what happened? Let everybody know.
Drop
People
got to
know
this.
What's going on.
All right, so... As y'all know, there is...
I don't know, so tell me.
As Johnny Aaron Peaches,
Aaron.
A.K.A. Peaches, and I know that there's been a new patch to the Smash game.
Rip Bayo!
1.1.6.
Rip Bayo!
Ah, shit.
1.1.6. Let me pull up these patch notes real quick. So, you can't really... They made it possible to where you can't get the zero to death combos as easy.
You can DI out of her combo early now.
Yeah, what they did is they multiplied the smash DI to all her moves.
Yep.
So it's easier to smash DI out of the witch twist and the afterburner kick. Is that what it's called? Like they extended the knockback growth of her, what's it called? Dive kick. The hitbox is a little bit smaller and all that boring stuff. I mean, if you want to like see the patch notes to all our nerfs,
Smash
just go
boards.
To Smashboards.
Well, I think Esam also posted a video all of her, like of how she is now. And so, I mean, if you're looking for like more of a visual thing to really see it, Esam has a video on YouTube.
Yeah. Like how like she can't really get like the quick combos. Yeah. I played her earlier today just to see like how bad
how different
she
was.
Well, like now, I mean, casuals can pick her up play her with ease
She's
and
more
shit.
Balanced now.
Yeah. I mean, I guess
you
makes,
might not be getting that $5.99 worth.
it makes the game, I guess, quote unquote, fair in a way. I don't like this patch, honestly. I'd rather have like a super like OP like character to fight against and like
to strive.
Yeah, and like fucking actually put in work to beat her rather than like wait for Daddy Sakurai to fucking nerf her.
Yeah, Corrin got nerfed too.
Who?
Corrin.
Oh, I mean, too. Yeah, I mean, that up air was like so fucking like OP and
Rob
counter.
Still hasn't gotten a speed boost.
I need Lucas to get a buff.
Man, fuck your Rob.
Oh.
Boy, you weren't saying that earlier. Damn. When I was putting your butt in with him.
But that's it for Smash News. That's it for Smash News, Aaron. Are you informed now?
No, I was on my phone, so I wasn't making attention.
No, I
God
understand.
Damn it.
Right. You're the movie guy. I'm the
movie
guy.
Yeah, that's our roles. You stick with your shit, I stick with my shit, and then that's how we make the magic.
That's the balance.
Of Movie Smash
Podcast. That's how we make that MSP baby.
MSP baby, 100% magic, 50% Smash, 50% movie.
50% dreams.
Yeah.
I rep that MSP tag.
Anyways, so we're going to take a quick break.
Quick commercial break, so please listen to our sponsors. They pay for us to make this podcast.
Audible.com/moviesmashpodcast.
Oh my God.
Lynda.com/moviesmashpodcast.
Lootcrate.com.
Lootcrate. Lootanime.
Fashionparties.com.
Foursquare.
KYJelly.moviesmashpodcast.
I'll see you later,
Pornhub.
Guys.
Pornhub.com/moviesmashpodcast.
Hey. All right. See you then.
And welcome back from our court-mandated commercial break. We are here at Movie Smash Podcast. What is this, episode 17?
8. 25? 17? 346?
Episode 8. Yes, you told me. Yes. And our main topic of the episode is at hand.
Horror movies?
Horror films. Not horror films like you keep talking about, Johnny. Horror films.
Horror films?
Horror. Not horror.
Horror.
We're saving those for another day.
Ah, yes.
But yes, horror.
Hey, that one will be probably sponsored.
I can pronounce that one real easy.
Sponsor all the horror films that you want. And we have a lot of questions that we would like to ask ourselves, thought of by ourselves. And I want to get your insights on what you guys think of horror films, the horror genre as a whole.
All right.
So let's go with the question one.
The question one.
I'm coming. Yes. And it's a simple question enough. Your favorite horror film. So there's a lot to choose from. Mm-hmm. If you have to pick more than one,
There's like a bunch of horror films.
We understand. We're not going to hold it against you. We don't hate homeless people.
Oh my.
But yeah, what do you guys think? I'm going to start off with Johnny Smash over here.
Oh shit. Okay. All right, my favorite ones are probably the Chucky movies.
You sick fuck.
The Chucky movies?
Yeah, the Chucky movies.
You like little boys?
No, all right. No. Here's the story behind that. I didn't get over, like, I had a big fear against Chucky, right? Like, up until probably, like, I was 14 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
So I was late. And then I was like, you know what? I told myself one day, I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to get over this
fear.
You
know what? I'm going to stop being a bitch.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I had my iPod one.
Completely gotten over it.
I had my iPod one day. And I was like, all right, let me look up these like, websites that I can stream them from.
The websites.
Yes.
Okay.
So I watched...
We
Child's
here
at Movie Play Smash 1?
Podcast do not endorse
we do not.
Illegal downloads.
We do not.
We do not.
Wink.
Wink.
I watched the first one all the way through, and I was like cringing most of the time because I was so scared.
Nice.
But then I watched the second one. I was like, oh, wow, this is actually pretty cool and funny. And then I watched the third one. I was like, oh, this is a pretty cool series. I just haven't watched what was it, the other ones?
You got Child's Play 1, 2, and 3.
Bride of Chucky.
Seed of Chucky.
And then Chucky.
And then Curse of Chucky.
Yeah, Curse of Chucky. Yeah, I haven't seen those.
There's a new Chucky movie coming out.
I need to
get up to date.
Yeah,
number 7?
Yeah, Chucky number 7.
Am I late?
It's gonna be two Chuckies. Apparently.
What?
Two Chuckies. I think the new one kills the old one.
No, you spoiled stuff, man.
Stop spoiling it, dude.
I mean, I honestly only saw the poster for it. So there's two Chuckies on the poster. So
dude, I need to watch.
That's my theory.
Is it a fake poster?
Is it a real poster?
Yeah, real poster. No, real poster.
Why wasn't that a part of movie news?
Yeah, dude, why wasn't it?
Because
that's your department, Josh.
Really?
He was saving it for really? The main thing because it's a horror film.
Yeah, dude.
That would have tied in well.
Thanks, fam.
He didn't know I was going to say
tied in well. Speaking of horror films,
Johnny, can we switch errands, please?
Gladly.
Aaron, so what's your favorite horror film?
I'm not a huge fan of horror films as is. I've never really been, but I guess the only one that really comes to mind is the Jeepers Creepers movies. Just because
I thought those were pretty good.
When I was in daycare back in the day, for some reason they thought it'd be nice to play Jeepers Creepers for the little kids.
What?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so and when my mom asked them why they would do that,
this explains a lot.
They said We didn't know what the movie was. Okay. That was their excuse.
It's called Jeepers Creepers.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So the first one's really good, and it's got Justin Long in it. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, he does really well in it.
Really baby Justin Long.
Yeah, he's real young in it. It's really good. It's got that nice horror aspect because you don't really know what it is, but it's one of those movies that does show you like what it is, so you're not sitting there wondering the whole time what's coming after you.
Yeah, really. Like I have really fond memories of Jeepers Creepers. Because it was one of the first horror films that I watched as a kid. I remember the first time I watched
Jeepers,
when I watched it.
Creepers. Where did he get those peepers?
Yes, exactly. That is spot on.
I remember going to my next door neighbor's house and
ooh.
When I was like 7, dude.
Ooh.
Damn.
He's not nervous,
like,
really?
We were like I would go to her house.
Ooh.
And like
her?
Yeah.
It's getting steamy in here all
the
time.
Oh my God. And
late night movies.
Like I guess her parents had like free Showtime or HBO at the time, and Jeepers Creepers was going on.
Dude, I remember.
And then like
too.
We would like pause it, and then because her mom would like walk in the room. And
it's
then,
like you're watching porn.
because we over exaggerated because it's a rated R movie. Yeah.
I was the
so
same way.
Oh
dude.
Shit! Yeah. So I have really fond memories of Jeepers Creepers.
Was probably like it wasn't the first one I watched, but it was the first one I sat down and watched fully, even though I was scared of it because my dad used to play Halloween, the movie and the first one. Ooh. But I could never get past the theme song. The theme song itself would scare me so much I couldn't watch it.
That piano.
Yes, I couldn't do it. And so Jeepers Creepers was like the first horror movie that I ever fully watched. And then I watched Jeepers Creepers 2, which isn't scary. It's actually more funny.
Right.
But I think that's just because...
More interesting.
I mean, that's just how it is. Mm-hmm. That's how a lot of horror movies go eventually.
Of course.
They get to that aspect. They get to that point where they're just not scary anymore.
No. What about you, Aaron?
Me? I don't want to be that guy, but I'm going to have to be that guy. It's a tie between a bunch of different films.
Oh my God.
Not
when he goes to these things.
It's going to be It Follows, Classics, The Thing, John Carpenter's 1982 masterpiece, and then as a film series, Friday the 13th. Who doesn't love seeing a giant zombie man wearing a hockey mask going around murdering horny teens?
Speaking of Friday the 13th, I watched a documentary on that the other day.
Which one? Crystal Lake Memories or...
This guy knows everything.
The one with Jason...
Dude, he doesn't do anything.
I guess. I think it's the one... It's the whatever one's on demand for free right now.
That could be any one of them.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. I think it's the one with Jason's mask on it.
His name was Jason? Was it that one?
Dude, I don't know.
Was it hosted by Tom Savini? The guy with
he's
the...
He's like, that's fucking...
The Hispanic dude... With like the mustache,
yeah, and he's got like the goatee. The guy that created him, right?
Yes, that guy.
And they got like he's like in all, he's in like some kind of like the Jason.
The camp.
Yeah, the Jason camp. That, yeah, that's
his
the
name
one.
Was Jason. I remember that one. That was a fond.
Everything.
documentary. It's really informative.
It was.
The Friday 13th series. It's pretty amazing. I was scared as a kid, like most normal kids. But growing up and watching it just makes you realize it's pretty cool to see how the effects were back in the 80s and how cheesy they were nowadays.
Yeah, and like looking back now.
Like if I watched it as a kid now, I'd be like, this is just funny.
Right.
Specifically one scene from the 8th movie where he's in Manhattan.
The 8th?
Spoilers.
He's on the roof and he's just fighting this kid. This kid's like an amateur boxer or whatever. So he's trying to defend himself against Jason. And he ends up just punching him. And then Jason's just like taking all the blows. Yep. And then the kid's like all like tired out. He's like, all right, hit me. Give me your best shot. And Jason just winds up and punches him like right in the face. And his head just comes clean off.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's how you do it.
Jesus.
That is the embodiment of horror.
It's a slasher movie. That's what they're all about.
Well, for my favorite horror movie... honestly, I think it's the first Saw movie.
Dude,
is
I
Saw
love the Saw series.
It's a thriller.
Yes.
Horror?
Yeah. Yes.
We got confirmation from my
the
girlfriend.
The first one, who knows?
she's
but
a,
it eventually
like,
evolved
a
into
horror
films
movies.
With all the other shitty sequels. Huh. Yes.
Yeah, so...
In that case, then, Saw might be my favorite, too. I didn't think it really was considered one, but...
Saw introduced me to gore. That's what I...
Yeah, the new Deftones album was pretty good.
Oh, God. No, it wasn't. But anyways... that's...
Music Smash podcast.
That's the movie that really got me enjoying gory stuff. I like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
What about Hostel?
Hostel 1, 2, and 3. Even
there's
though
a third Hostel?
Yeah, there's a third one. And even gory animes, I adore them. I adore bloody stuff.
Have you seen Bloodsea?
Damn it! I was gonna recommend that for the end of now to think well, something you, else. You, it's over.
I don't know what to think.
It's over.
But yeah,
it's not my fault. Shouldn't have brought it up.
Yes, Saw, number one choice.
One choice. It's pretty good. Moving on to the next question that I have for you guys today in this day of history. We've seen a lot of horror films, obviously.
Indeed.
But we're looking
I hate horror films.
Wait, don't y'all also hate babies?
Fuck babies. Fuck babies. Fuck talking about babies.
Yo, God. Low key. I hate babies.
We hate babies. Goodness.
You're sounding like a baby right now.
We here at Movie Smash Podcast do not endorse babies or baby products at all.
We at the Stupid Gamers do not hate babies. Actually.
We do not. We love them. We're actually having a baby right now.
Yes, we are. It's a very nice baby. It's gonna be half Mexican, half white. It's gonna have curly straight hair, and
congratulations.
One brown and one brown.
Love wins.
No. I need a blue eye there.
A blue eye.
Anyways.
the next topic. For horror films that have made you shit or pee your pants, have any of your films scared you that bad? And if so, please tell us in full gory details.
This might sound stupid, and I got a bunch of shit for it. What's it called? Paranormal Activity 3.
Oh my God.
I have one. Huh?
The third one.
Yeah, the third one.
I like that one.
I do not enjoy watching scary movies or jump scare movies at first, but whenever the whole Toby thing came out. I just couldn't. I remember going to the movie theater just with two or three of my other friends, John, Gio, and Brian. Fuck those guys. And they wanted me to sit in the middle so they could fuck with me throughout the whole movie.
And because, you did it anyway?
Yeah, because, peer pressure.
He's a good sport, man.
So, throughout the whole movie, whenever there's a jump scare or, suspense, they would, fuck with me and, I guess poke me and shit like that, and I don't know, be all fucking gay and rub up on me and shit.
Ooh,
yeah. And
that's sexy Smash podcast. And sexy
Smash. And they fucking God damn it. So when the whole Toby thing came out, I was scared shitless. And after the movie, they were Toby's gonna get you, fool. Toby. I was God damn it. And to this day, they still fuck with me with that.
I actually got a story about that. All right, so take it back a few years. It's me, my sister, and my cousin Toby. It was 2010. We were watching Paranormal Activity 2 in theaters.
Right.
And, it was an all right film. But part 3 came out. They got the demon in there, and you know what his name was? Toby.
Oh,
and
spoilers.
The thing was, my cousin Toby, he died before that film came out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He passed away in a car crash. Isn't that the most creepiest thing ever?
Yeah, that's so creepy.
That is pretty creepy, I suppose.
Isn't that creepy?
Isn't that creepy?
Isn't that creepy?
Tell me that ain't creepy.
Tell me that ain't creepy.
It just got real here in the Smash podcast. Yeah, it got
honestly,
real.
And honestly, the first horror movie, or I guess the most scariest horror movie that actually scared me. I didn't pee my pants or anything like that. It had to be the Final Destination series. I think the second one or the first one.
Oh, what a baby.
Is that considered a horror movie as well?
Yes.
Yes.
Because people get killed.
Does that make a horror movie?
If someone dies in the movie, it's a horror movie.
Is this confirmed?
Confirmed.
You guys heard it here first.
The thing that scared me the most was just like the fact that I could die at any time in an accident, and I was just having like I couldn't sleep.
So it kind of fucked you up.
I might have had nightmares. Damn. I don't remember. It was a long time ago, but yeah, I remember that movie just being like, "Whoa, it just got real," and it was too real for me.
Whoa.
Whoa.
What a cool story.
But I got over it. So, you know, that's who I am today. And I'm here.
That's who I am today.
All right, Johnny, what about you?
I've been trying to sit here and trying to look for the movie, what it's called. But it's called Dolls.
Dolls.
Dolls, yes.
Sounds and like a cheaply made movie.
What was it? In 1978. It was
1978, Johnny.
Wow.
Yes, this movie was made in 1978. I watched it on Netflix maybe like a few years ago. And, I don't do well with, like, dolls, which is why I was scared of Chucky for, like, so long. But when I watched that movie...
What are you talking about, dude? You have a bunch of blow-up dolls here in your room.
Dude, we don't address those. We leave those out of the podcast.
Right, used amiibos.
Anyways.
But, yeah, I watched that movie, and it's a really good movie. Like, after you get past it, it's a really good movie. But, like, watching it, I was really creeped out about it, you know? And it was, I don't know.
What do you mean
scary.
You don't know?
It was so, just scary. Right,
so what was the movie about?
It was about, all right, from what I can remember, it was like this family, they like get stranded somewhere or their car breaks down and they have to sit, they have to like stay at this like weird doll house or whatever. Not doll house, but this guy, he made dolls or he like fixed up dolls, something like that.
Okay.
And, when they were just like sleeping there, or whatever. These dogs came to life, and they're trying to like murder everyone, and it was just scary, dude. And there was this one creepy doll. I can't remember what the name was of that creepy doll. He just looked scary. He had like a little crescent moon face. Yeah, he had crescent moon face going on. It was scary, dude.
That is pretty creepy.
I need to watch it.
That's pretty weird.
I must check out this movie and see how scary it is.
I liked it.
What about you, Peaches? All
right, Peaches, what do you got for us?
I mean, I've never had a movie like scare me so bad. Pissed or pooped myself or anything like that, but when I was younger, I was hanging out with an old girlfriend and that's right,
Sexy Smash Podcast
and
part two
coming soon.
It was you know, it was near Halloween and she liked horror movies, so we were watching, and I was like, it was my freshman year, so I would have been like 13 or 14, and we started watching that old movie Pet Sematary.
Ooh.
I don't know if any of y'all have seen that.
No, dude, I do not recall.
It's not that bad. It didn't really age well, but it's not that bad. And the whole movie itself isn't scary, but there's one specific scene where they show like the mom's sister, and she's got like this disease, or the mom's mom or something like that, and she's got this disease, and just the way that the lady looked, scared the hell out of me. And like every time I'd close my eyes, I'd see her. Whenever I'd turn the light off in my room, I'd like see her, and like, you know how you get like those weird colors in your eyes whenever you turn off the lights.
Yeah,
I'd see her in like the lights, and it freaked me out.
Damn.
Yeah,
dude,
it freaked me out for a long time.
Dude, that Pet Sematary is the reason why my dad hates cats.
But here's the picture. Here's her face.
Oh, I see. Yes,
you see it. You see what I'm talking about?
This here? Is creepy.
Oh, another movie that
Siri
that scared the crap out of me. The Fourth Kind.
Oh God.
The Fourth Kind.
The one with the ghost.
Yes. Wait,
no, that's
the aliens, dude. The aliens.
The Mila Jovovich?
Yeah, that one.
Sure, found footage?
Yeah, dude.
I know your pain.
That specific scene, too, where they're like showing her like her like mouth open like super wide, it scared the crap out of me, dude.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I loved it, but it was, yeah, hey, what that mouth do?
Okay.
So, horror is a big genre, and a lot of stuff's going on, but there are some icons of horror that have lasted throughout the years. Which brings me to my next question. Who is your favorite horror icon?
Freddy Krueger.
I'll go first.
That's some lame ass name.
Jason Voorhees. He's been going on since the 80s into today, murdering teenagers with a machete or a guitar or a weed whacker.
Bow and arrows, spears.
Spears.
His own hands.
His own hands.
Anything basically he can get his hands on.
Yeah, this guy's looks changed all throughout time.
Dramatically.
But the one thing that stays consistent is his body count, how he murders people. multiple times, and I just really like that about him. How
he's living the dream for me.
Is there something you're not telling me?
Probably gotta say my favorite scene from with him is in the ninth movie, Jason Goes to Hell, The Final Friday, out now on DVD and YouTube.com probably.
It's probably
Blu-ray
too.
Probably Blu-ray.
Dude, anything's on fucking Blu-ray.
So this is not your typical Friday film. Anyway, he's moving around. He doesn't have a body, so he's like his spirit's like moving from person to person. And there's this one part where he's in this dude. He catches this other guy, ties him down, strips him naked, and then starts shaving him, only to take over his body. And then that's how the scene ends.
Huh.
He just started to like, you know, homoerotically just shave this dude.
That's how you do it.
And I really connected with that scene. It really spoke on me in a physical level.
Like I said, is there something you're not telling me, dude?
What are you talking about?
Should I be scared for my life?
I think I need to stop hanging out with
you. Y'all do spend a lot of time together.
You'll find out one of these days.
Or will he?
For me, I guess, like, iconic? Can it be iconic?
Freddy iconic. Kruger. Favorite horror character.
Well, I'm going to go with fucking Jigsaw, dude.
Dude, I was going to choose him too, and I have to choose someone else.
That's why I went first.
Damn it.
Yeah, you guys could choose the same character.
Nah, dude.
I mean, double team him. I mean, it's okay.
Double team, it's fine. But you know, that's what you guys like to do.
I like Jigsaw because he's just like some cynical like mastermind. Yeah, so dude. Awesome. What about you, Johnny?
Fuck you.
You wish you could. You wish you could. All right.
If I were not able to choose Jigsaw, I'd choose Chucky. He's a doll.
You
dude.
And the little boys again, Johnny. What's,
I'm sorry,
what's
up
man. With
the little they just boys? Get to me.
All right.
Why?
Because, dude, like, he's a doll, and you can't stop him. He keeps coming back.
You can just kick him.
He'll he'll stab you before he kicks him. But he came back, dude. He came right back
with a vengeance.
Yeah, dude, he's so small, like, you know, Chucky from Mortal Kombat.
Stop right there.
Chucky for Smash.
All right.
Chucky for Smash.
Peaches.
Oh, mine would be Freddy Krueger, as I've said, what, three times already?
Yeah.
I just think it's really cool how he goes in your dreams. Like, that's a scary thought. You know, you can't control what you do in your dreams, and he controls everything that happens in your dreams. I mean, I just think it's a cool power, I guess, you know?
Dude, the shit he could do to you.
That'd be fucked up if, like, that actually existed.
That would suck.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
I don't know what I would do in that world. Probably die immediately.
Can I control what I do in the world? Or is it still like I'm just a regular human and he's all being?
In the dream, if you realize you're in a dream, you can control yourself.
Yeah.
The dream, you can be a dream warrior. Like,
a dream warrior.
Like Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dream Warrior?
Yeah, it's an actual film.
That's the title of the film.
It's the title of the film. Dream Warriors.
I'm gonna look this up right now.
What did it come out like in 1984?
Like some kind of 80s pop.
No.
Right?
1986. No. Yeah, somewhere in the 80s. Yeah, it was one of those days.
It's pretty hilarious.
Oh, it is a real thing. 1987.
1987.
Dream Warriors.
Dream Warriors.
Yes. But that
sounds
brings
some
me
kind of anime.
That brings
it's
me.
Got, it's got Lawrence Fishburne in it.
Lawrence Fishburne, yes, he is. He's in it. He does a really good, fantastic job. Better than being Morpheus in The Matrix.
Oh my.
Yes. But that brings me to my next topic. Since it's not the 1980s and it's the 2010s, or is that what we're calling it? The 10s?
10s?
I don't know, honestly.
The new 10s?
I'm not keeping
the
up.
The late 20s?
The new millennium?
I still think it's still the 1990s, 10 years ago. Even though it was 2006.
That's because Andrew,
you're old.
I'm only 22, dude.
God, you're
fucking
22? Old.
Me
God,
too. I am too.
God, dude. You're both old.
Old as fuck.
Isn't Aaron? Aren't you 23?
I'm 23, yeah.
Oh my God. You're all so old.
Grandpa, you know, walking stick.
Jeez.
Anyways, what's the next topic, dude?
So, since it's today, how do you guys feel about the horror films of today? Because they're not like they used to be. We don't have like a monster man that we follow from film to film. It's more like Jump Scare City.
Yeah, and they don't really
and ghosts
have, like,
and demonic possessions.
Yeah, they don't have like a specific person either. It's like in every film, it's something different.
It's not original in
it's
a way.
It's not plot driven.
Yeah,
it's scare to scare.
Yeah, it's like you were saying, it's just jump scares at this point. Like the most recent horror film that really it wasn't a jump scare. It freaked you out, or at least it freaked me out because of what it was, and like it didn't jump scare you. It was very calm. It was a calm movie. It follows.
Oh yes, son.
That movie it doesn't have any jump scares in the entire movie. What it does is that there's this thing. You don't know what it is, but it can look like anybody you know. It can look like anybody.
It can
in the
shape
world.
Change.
And it doesn't run. It slowly just walks up to you and it follows you everywhere you go. It Maybe doesn't matter where that. You go, it will slowly just it will follow you. You can go to China, a few months, it'll be there.
Oh my.
It doesn't stop following. And the only way to pass it on is through sex.
What?
But if the person that you had sex with dies, it goes back to you. So once you have it, you can't really get rid of it, per se.
You just have to bang
like,
someone.
Yeah, and the way the idea behind that is tax at that point.
And it only fixates on one person.
It only fixates on that one person until they pass it on. It mm-hmm. doesn't, like, if somebody else, like, hits it, like, they nobody else can see it unless you have it or you've had it.
It's like an STD.
But they can see yes. it, like, grab you. So if somebody hits it, it can, physically, it can hit them, but it doesn't pay any attention to anybody else but you for the most part.
Mm.
And it's not jump scary, it's just, like, in your mind, eerie. Just like, that. Where's it? When's it gonna show up next?
It's basically, like, when you watch the film, you don't see, like, any, like, overtly scary things.
It's up yeah. to
unless you, like, look at the film. Like, if you see the background.
Yeah, you can see it walking.
And, like, you can see
background.
Things walking.
And, like, it makes it obvious who it is when it's walking, but it's supposed to. Like, you're supposed to see him, like, is that it?
You're supposed
is
to notice it. Yeah.
And it does it really, really well. And if you're looking for a movie to just kind of, like, sit there and, like, not jump scare, legitimately kind of put a fear into you, I think that
I might actually watch it then.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
It's amazing.
Have it on Vudu, dude.
I know I have it on Vudu.
Yeah, it's, that's where I watched it. It's really good.
Movie night tonight. But yeah, Paranormal Activity had a really good start at the beginning with the first one. You know, it was all right. But then just...
Because it was original.
It was original, but like it just evolved into...
I think that's one of like the movies that kind of like set off the whole
jump scare.
We've had too many jump scares.
What's the one... What is it? Paranormal Activity, where they take over the Mexican guy?
Paranormal Activity, the Marked Ones.
The Marked yeah, One, the marked and they have the gangsters shooting down the witches.
Yeah,
oh
that was hilarious.
God, that is awesome.
So how do you guys feel about horror? Do you think it's going to get back to normal, or do you think it's going to stay shitty?
Honestly, I don't think so.
Yeah, I honestly don't think so, but I really do hope so.
The movie that showed so much promise, like, in the beginning, like,
The Babadook?
Three-fourths of the film was Insidious.
That was good, too, yeah.
It showed so much promise, but right when they revealed, like, the whole, like, leaving your body kind of
Darth Maul?
Yeah, like, leaving your body kind of aspect and Darth Maul, as you said, it just, it went down for me. Like, I thought, all right, the scary movie genre has been like rejuvenized. It's saved thanks to Insidious, and now it has two other shitty sequels.
What? Hold on, Insidious 2 was decent. All right, I thought that one was better than the first one personally.
The
first one when they showed as he you know calls him Darth Maul, I thought that honestly I saw that and I was that doesn't really have a place in this movie. Like it doesn't really, he didn't really pop up anymore after that. I mean it was just that. And then, like, the grandma, the old lady in
right.
the alternate, in, like, the other world kind of became the main baddie. And then in the second one, I feel like they kind of, they brought her along into the second one. And I thought it was creepier, personally.
I've never watched any of them. They never really, like, caught my attention.
Scrub.
Wow.
Scaredy.
Wow.
Scaredy cat.
He needs dolls and little boys.
No, but like, yeah, I just don't. I just can't see it. Like
they need a new. They need another mascot. Like, you know, like you know, Friday the 13th,
Jason,
Leprechaun.
Someone to stand behind.
You had an actual like physical being that was in front of you, chasing you down. I feel like that's what we need again. Like, because all recently it's all been spirits, ghosts. You know, there hasn't been like a
Spookies.
Real physical. Thing there to chase you down. It's
yeah.
just that's always there, even when you think you're away from it.
I'd say my hope for it is not to follow in like the big budget horror movies that studios are going to release. The major studios are going to release. It's more like We got to follow the indie cred of like what like indie
do your own thing.
The indie directors who do their own thing and make their own stories, and I feel like that would be a really good starting off point of like bringing horror back to like what it was.
Would you consider your next indie?
Yes.
In a way?
Yes.
You're next.
I liked it in like to an extent, but like I wish if it had more funding from like a big like studio, like it'd be like a great piece of like,
but that's art. The thing about studios, like the more funding you get, the more like backing you have behind a studio, the less vision and creativity that you have to like actually make the film that you want to get, which is why I like these small horror films, because they're not made for that much money, but they have their total creative freedom of what they want to do. And with the bigger horror films, you gotta follow like kind of like this like plotted script of like what the studio checklist, like what they want in the film.
The studio jump scare, like, well, jump scare. This worked for this film,
so we gotta put it in this film.
Yeah, so we can make that money that film.
It's basically all big budget films. Some of them can handle it really, like pull it off. Other ones, it just comes off as mediocre.
Yeah.
We need a new
slasher film, like Jason, like Mike Myers, Freddy. You know.
Something to get the Jimmy's old rustled.
Yeah. Dude, that meme is dead. That meme has been dead.
This is a horror edition of Movie Smash Podcast, so we
Jimmy's
talk about
rustling.
Things. Yes, rustled
that's a Jimmy's. That's a 2012 thing. 2011,
barely. Yeah.
And jeez. What? And what? That boy is what's up?
Oh shit! What up?
is that what's in?
Yeah,
it's bullshit.
Yeah, there's that boy.
All right.
And that brings me to the last topic of the episode.
Oh, I just had an idea.
There have been a lot of genres of horror. You got their slasher, monster movie, ghost movie, horror porn parodies, and all, and et cetera. So what do you guys feel is like the best genre of horror, like in your own opinions?
Best genre of horror?
Best genre.
I like thrillers.
Thrillers. Like specifically,
like we were having a conversation before we got here. Like anything could be a thriller, honestly.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
I mean, The Purge is a thriller. That's not. I don't think that would be considered a horror film.
Civil War is a thriller.
That's a horror film.
The Purge is a horror film.
That was not a horror film.
The first one was.
I never saw the first one. I saw the one.
Zootopia. The second one was better. Zootopia is a thriller.
Hey, Zootopia, that had me going. That's,
me too. Dude.
That
made me scared. I love that movie.
It's psychological horror thriller movies.
The ones that like make there you sit you back
you
and
go.
Think.
Yeah,
you guys want to look for psychological horror film? Go check out Identity from 2003. That one will really make you think and fuck you up.
Hey, so what was the question again?
best kind.
What is the best horror genre? Show.
Horror genre?
I just asked this and you forgot.
I blank out whenever y'all talk about movies.
I think.
Fuck you.
Roasted.
For me, I think it might. It's between the slasher films and the ones that make me sit back and like when I'm sitting in my room at night and every single time something like makes a noise, you know. I think it could be that thing.
Oh, okay,
I didn't
like
see what,
creepy.
Yeah, I didn't see what that thing was in the movie. Like the Babadook?
The Babadook?
I've never seen it.
Oh, dude, you should go see it. It's good.
I should.
The Badonkadonk?
Yes, the Badonkadonk. Where's that ass at?
That booty.
What about you, Aaron?
Slasher, because...
Slasher movies?
It was the king of horror films for a time being.
No, we know the true meaning.
There had to be a reason why it's the king of horror films. And it's just you had Jason, Freddy, Michael, Leatherface running around murdering kids and teens and whatnot, and getting away with it. That was fun. They would respectively quote unquote die at the end of the movie, but they'd always be back for the sequel.
And that one time that Jason he got blown up and turned into like four different demons or something.
Yes,
like
and
that.
He still came back from that.
Didn't he go to space one time?
He went to space and came back from that.
Mm-hmm. He's like Homer. He does everything.
Yeah. And even if they aren't scary to you like anymore, it's just you know you just watch it for the fun, just to see what else they can come up with. That's what I really like about the slasher genre, just how crazy the ideas can get and how much they had to pull or how much ass pulling they have to use to get. The new film. What about you, Johnny?
He just said
psychological horror thriller.
Sorry, Johnny, I wasn't listening.
Are you not paying attention either? Come on, guys.
I don't listen.
We're professionals.
I was distracted.
That leaves me. Well,
I'm sorry, I meant to say Josh.
This isn't the popular choice. Okay. But
oh no.
Since me being like a whole like gore kind of person. Snuff films.
Snuff films.
Like honest to God actual snuff films.
Have y'all seen a Serbian film?
A Serbian film is not
a snuff
film. I
don't want to think about that stuff.
Well, like stuff like that.
So like Cannibal Holocaust, stuff that feels like it's like for reals, but it's actually like fake.
Yeah.
Or do you like real snuff films, you sick fuck?
Both.
That is not a good answer.
I mean, there was a while that like where I like lurked on fucking like best gore.
Oh, God.
Oh no!
I don't know if I want to know this.
You're one
of
those.
I don't know if I want to know this.
What part of Mexico are you from?
All right, guys. Oh, no. It is 9:36 on Friday, May 20th, and we just got real on Movie Smash Podcast.
But yeah, I wish, like as you said, like stuff that feels real, but it really isn't.
It's all that gives him a thrill.
Yeah.
Get your little chode going.
Little chody.
My little 2-incher.
It gives him excited.
That's right.
Aaron.
So we're here at the end of the show.
The show. And one thing that we like to do at the end of every episode of Movie Smash Podcast is give some recommendations.
Don't start with me. Yeah, it's a big game.
Starting with our guest, Air Johnny.
God damn it.
What have you got recommended for the audience today on this day of days? Literally anything. You have a whole room full of weeb stuff that you can
The studio, not all right. Room.
Speaking of horror stuff, I guess.
In the studio.
Studio.
Horror psychological thriller stuff. Death Note.
That's a good anime.
Yeah,
that's
respectable.
If you like this stuff, go watch Death Note. It's very psychological between two characters that just battle it out within the minds, and it's very great.
And it's got potato chips.
All right,
potato chips and eat it.
All right,
Gods of Deaths.
Gods of Death.
Shinigamis.
And Notebooks.
And Lolly Girls.
Yes, and Lolly.
One Lolly Girl.
All right, like now that we're talking about anime, like for my recommendation, I think like I crossed my weeb threshold this week.
High School.
I've been watching High School DxD.
What does the DxD stand for?
I don't know.
Double D breasts.
Yes.
And it's like a super rich, like etchy anime.
Mm. Etchy.
That's my kind, dude.
Super etchy anime. And it's just so ridiculous. It's so funny. The story's funny. Like the characters are enjoyable. The boobs are amazing. Check it out.
All right, Aaron, what have you got recommended for the audience this week?
So this isn't gore, and I'm pretty sure I've recommended this one before, but I have to stress about how fucking good this anime is. And Johnny recently started watching it, and he can back me up on this. My Hero Academia.
Boku no Hero.
It's so good.
Dude, you want the feels?
Yeah, like I'm not a sentimental guy.
Right, and I am.
And that show gets to me. Like
you're the
hugest asshole I know.
It's not a sad anime or anything like that. It's just like things like
you can relate to it.
Yeah, you can relate to how the main character feels, and like when things start to like happen, you feel really good about it, and it makes you happy, I guess.
Yeah.
But emotionally,
let you sympathize.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's crazy, dude.
I'll check it. What about you, Aaron?
All right,
dude. It has to be anime.
We're
all talking about.
It is not going to be anime.
We all recommend.
But we're
anime.
All weeb trash here, dude.
Maybe you all can be. I'm not.
I'm with you.
I'm going to give you two recommendations.
Nino, what's it called? Boku no Pico.
Boku no Pico.
No. Do not watch Boku no Pico.
Boku no Pico.
I have respect for our audience, Josh, you, and I'm not going to tell them to watch that trash.
She's offended.
Offended.
Anyways,
I'm going to recommend my first recommendation. It's this little known horror film called Dude Bro Party Massacre 3.
Hey.
Made by the guys at 5 Second Films. It follows this dude at camp. Camp? Well, he's out in the woods. There's these dudes out in the woods and they get murdered or whatever. But it's a pretty good comedy horror film. It's at a house.
No, it's a frat house.
Frat house. It just hit theaters last year. It's not like on any like Netflix or Amazon Prime or
Hulu. None of that.
They did release the movie like on their website. You can buy the DVD or the Blu-ray off of them, and they're also selling the VHS copy for those of you VHS fanatics out there. Check it out. And
what's the website?
5secondfilms.com or
5secondfilms.com.
DudeBroPartyMassacre.com. DudeBroPartyMassacre3.com. Sorry.
Virgin strength.
You'll understand that if you watch the film. My other recommendation is a little known horror film called Creep.
I'm a creep.
No Radiohead were involved in the making of that film.
That song is my life.
So what this film is about, it's about this dude who, it's a found footage film. This guy who gets called to go help or whatever, follows his ad where he's filming this guy in his last day of life because he has cancer or whatever, and just all this weird shit that happens in it. It's a really short film, like maybe like an hour and 20 minutes. It's a horror film. Well, it's a horror, but kind of thriller, kind of creepy film, dark comedy a bit too. Mm-hmm. It's on Netflix if you guys want to check it out. It does have some jump scares, but they're not overused like most films. So I give it a pass. Anyway, go check it out, and if you like it, then go tell your mother.
All right, guys. So where can they find you?
On the internet.
You can find us on the YouTube. You can
find us on YouTube. YouTube.com/AXU.
It's a really long thing.
So just look up the Stupid Gamers.
Just look up the Stupid Gamers.
Look up the Stupid Gamers. Look up Aaron's speedrun of Super Mario World.
It's hype.
Or just watch the Flash episode. I always recommend the Flash episode because I worked like 6 hours on that, just one part, and you know what part it is.
So have y'all like how long you worked on it? Have y'all uploaded? Since we last spoke,
there's a good story. John is an asshole and set up his fucking computer so we can upload. So hopefully we'll have a
small hiatus
soon.
Small hiatus. We're trying to get things figured out.
What?
You think this is a game?
Well, my computer is acting a total piece of shit. Stops.
All right, then we got to start again on the.
No.
It's always on the stuff.
Are we good?
Yeah. We're good now.
We're good. Okay.
What?
We're trying to edit our videos a bit heavier, so we've been on a bit high.
I've been learning a lot of stuff on Sony Vegas Pro.
Yeah, and the computer's kind of been. I moved, so the computer jumped from my place, and now it's back at Johnny's.
Trying to get things settled.
He's got to get things
settled. We'll shell out content, dude.
Yeah, hopefully soon. I mean, I'm hoping to put another one out before, you know, the end of next month, hopefully.
The end of this year.
I hope so, dude. I'm a subscriber.
The end of the decade, dude.
I know, man.
I only subscribe to you guys. I need
my more content.
Hey, we'll feed you, man.
I need my daily feed.
Daily.
So, Aaron.
Yeah?
Where can they find us?
Oh, God.
Find Movie Smash Podcast on the internet?
Movie Smash Podcast.
All right. We on the YouTubes. We on the Twitters at M Smash Podcast. Facebook.com.
We on fucking iTunes. Google Play Music. Stitcher.
Spotify?
Gotta throw them off. SoundCloud. We on SoundCloud.
Spotify not yet.
Are we on anything else that you know of?
I think that's it.
Pretty soon we're coming to Tenda. We coming to Grindr. We coming to Plenty of Fish. BlackPeopleMeet.com.
FarmersMeet.com.
FarmersMeet.com. Movie Smash Podcast coming to a neighborhood near you.
Booby Smash Podcast
coming soon. So check out for our future videos. Because unlike the Stupid Gamers, we do a video like every week.
Podcasts are easy, that's why.
Who's got more subscribers right now?
I think that's us.
Is that us, Johnny?
Then they're all disappointed because they haven't seen a new video.
And I'm in charge of both Twitters.
You're not in charge of our Twitter. We share that Twitter.
Oh, well, I share it with three other people.
This is what we have.
He doesn't
here
update any
be
of them.
Not a look.
I have to tell him.
The dog one.
We have to tell him to update it.
I have to tell him.
We have 118 followers on Twitter.
What?
Yep.
We need more followers.
Super Gamers has 642. I'm sorry.
Whoa!
People, tell
this isn't
tell
a competition. We're all in this. We're
all friends.
We're doing
here.
Good fun, dude.
Eventually, you guys are supposed to be on our show, so you know.
Yeah, no, we're waiting for that. We're ready. Yeah.
We need to find a good 4-player game that the four.
In a dream world, this after this taping, we'd already be doing an episode of Super Gamers. But right. You know, life
but,
is full.
And again, it's also
life is full of disappointments.
9:45 at night, so
disappointments.
But anyways, so on that, thanks guys for being on the.
No
episode.
Problem.
Thank
man.
You for showing up
anytime.
Seriously. Our fans love you guys.
I mean, I'm a part
can,
of it, so
I can only assume.
I would genuinely enjoy being a part of it, but I need heavier notice now. So. You guys want me on?
We gave you like a week.
Yeah, and I'm here. Last okay. time you gave me 2 hours and I didn't show up.
We told Johnny to tell you.
Well, he didn't.
Oops.
You weren't going to drive all the way into 2 hour notice?
No, not with 2 hour notice, but.